Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We're so grateful when Andrea Coleman is with us. She's the executive director of TLC of Hastings, and we are chatting today, and I'm excited to get caught up with her. Andrea, so nice of you to call in. How are things in your world?
Well, it's so nice to hear you, Mo. Both of us have had busy summers, and I love that we're busy. I love that both here at TLC and personally, it's been a great summer to get a lot of things done and caught up, and just a lot of exciting things going on.
Well, I want to hear all about them, but I think the last time we talked, you were looking forward to the upcoming Rivertown Days Festival, and that is something that TLC has had a booth at the craft fair, and you were looking forward to that, and I just so enjoy hearing how that went for you.
Yeah, you know, I have to say I'm really fortunate that the McNamara family, Annie and John and Audrey and James, they organized it all. They put up the registration for volunteers. I help with setup and take down, but they do all the heavy lifting. So they were there a lot of it. Also, Audrey, she loves to be interacting with the young people and the kids with the games. I think her and her mom were the brainstorms behind that, some of the games that we offer. And so fortunately and unfortunately, because I love seeing people and I love being down there, but fortunately for me, I wasn't as involved at the booth this year, and I was able to enjoy some of the festivities with my grandkids and kids. So that's the beautiful part. Everything went well according to all our follow-up and the meetings. The community loves that we're down there. They love having the water available, and some of them feel a little guilty if they don't have a donation, but you know, we always say that's why we're here. It's free. If you want to make a donation, great. If not, please help yourself to some cold water. And just meeting with people and telling them more about TLC and the services we offer and how we might be able to help someone if they know of anyone who could use any of our services.
It's a great time for you to educate the public. And do you find that there are still people that don't know about TLC?
Well, there definitely are. And I would say part of that is, you know, there's been a lot of people move into Hastings and a lot of new people who maybe don't know a whole lot about the community itself. I know in our own neighborhood, I was out promoting some of the things for young kids with a new family across the street. So I think we get our share of those people who've never heard of us. And then we also get our share of those who maybe have used our services or are faithful donors who stop by regularly every year and just say hi, and we touch base with them, and we encourage them to grab a bottle of water and tell their friends about us.
Well, that must be really fun for you to see some of the folks that you have served over the years.
It is amazing. Again, just like we said, where does the summer go? Well, where does the last, you know, 18 mm-hmm. years go of doing this work and being involved and seeing people who we've been able to keep in touch regarding, you know, maybe the baby they had through TLC, and now that little baby is now a 13-year-old or an 8-year-old, and just being able to see them move on in life and be on solid ground and hear about how things are going for them and their children.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for people to come back and show you that some of the things and ways that you helped them back in the day really did give them the footing to move on in a positive direction, and that has to be so rewarding.
Oh, it is, and you've put it very well, Mo, when basically we are just helping them, you know, get solid feet underneath of them, have what they need in the moment to be able to make decisions that they want to make that are good for them and their children, and then have the support and the education and all the resources and material assistance that they need to just keep moving forward. And what I love about that is just to see success, to see them really flourish in life and in the relationships going forward. That's exciting for us.
And people maybe still don't know that are listening a little bit about TLC. So can you tell us some of the many services that you do offer?
Yes, absolutely. And before I start, I want to start by saying the best way to share everything that TLC is and does in this community and for the people in this community is to invite people in for a tour. We love to have people come in and walk through the center and ask questions, show them where our ultrasound appointments are, the ultrasound machine, to talk through life coaching and what clients might do in a life coaching session, what they might be working through, talk about our miscarriage support, which is there for women who are maybe really struggling with the loss of a child, whether that be a month ago or, you know, a year ago or 6 years ago. Whenever they are ready to talk with someone, if they get to that point, we love to share about our men's and dad's mentoring, our Healing Hearts, which is our abortion healing, our pregnancy test services, and all of these services are provided for free to anyone who needs them. We don't take any insurance here, so we don't need any of that. We're just here to meet them in the moment to find out what's going on and how we might be able to help them.
You mentioned some of the education pieces that you do, and that to me is such an amazing amount of different topics that people can choose from. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, you know, our classes that we do through Bright Course are done very well. And what I love about them is they're adding classes all the time. So I think I had told you over 200 classes. Apparently it's over 400.
Oh.
They just keep adding classes. And the classes speak to everything from what type of parent are you, if you're parenting. Maybe there's some things that as a parent you want to do differently than what you learned when you were growing up. So how to be able to use words to uplift and encourage your children and not berate them and tear them down, and how much our words matter. I love doing classes when I mentor. I love doing the class on eye contact, especially now in our digital age. You know, we tell parents, and the class teaches that is so important in that bonding piece with those new little ones, to be able to have those phones put down and to be looking at their child when they're engaging with them and just holding them. That's their favorite thing for the child to see, is the face of their parent. And so I love the classes because they're done by the professionals, by doctors and nurses, lawyers, whoever the experts are in what the class that is being taught. And so they're learning from those experts what is the best for them, what is the best for their child. And, you know, so many of the women that I do those classes with just say, I just didn't know that. I am definitely going to be sure to have more eye contact with my baby. So just to give them that ability to be the best parent they can be and all the information they need to make those choices.
And then post having a baby, you also have your wonderful baby cafe, and the benefits of going to that are so many.
Yeah, again, I think that you and I have discussed before, most women are surprised at how hard breastfeeding can be. I think a lot of that goes back to the fact that, especially for that first baby, they're learning it by themselves largely at home. The biggest downside is if they aren't successful, they fear they're going to starve their babies. And so they want to know what to do, to know how to do it. And that's best for them and for their child. And that's a baby cafe. That's where we come in. We listen to what's going on, what are their struggles, We do assessments of the baby and the mom. We assess different holds and latch, and for the baby we assess if there's any tongue or lip tie or any chiropractic needs from the labor process, labor and delivery, that might need to be addressed. And so we set both mom and baby up for success. And I would say, as Rhonda says, a whole lot less pain for those moms than they need to put themselves through with breastfeeding.
Well, it certainly is a great benefit to new moms. And I think that it's something that is really growing. Even people that maybe haven't used your services up till then find Baby Cafe and a place for them there.
Yeah, you know, Mo, for us, it's just, it was definitely a need. And we serve anyone who comes in. We've had women drive from Shoreview who are just desperate to be seen and to have help. So we serve anyone who comes in. We always say on a first visit, if you're able to come earlier, like closer to the 10 o'clock hour, you'll have more time, and then you'll have a private visit with one of our certified lactation consultants and get all the help you need, and they will set you on the path to a greater success for you and your child.
I know a lot of this work that you do, because you don't charge, that doesn't mean that the work is free for you to do. So you really rely on donations. And how, in fact, do you get your donations?
Oh, that's a great question. And so many times people are surprised that we don't have to charge for any of our services. And they always ask, you know, like, how are you able to do that? Especially when the public health nurses come in for a visit, just everything that we provide, they're just amazed that we don't have to charge for anything. And we are really blessed by the generosity of people in this community, of churches and of businesses that have supported us through the years. And one of the best opportunities for supporting us and for learning more about getting involved and maybe becoming one of those faithful donors is our upcoming banquet, which we have every year in the fall. This year, our banquet is Thursday, October 8th, and it's being held at the St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Hall. And our theme is Be the Light. And I love it because it's just an opportunity to find out how you can be involved in being a light for others in this community and providing hope and help to people, especially during a time where that's what's needed most. And then just to be able to make it so that we continue to provide all of our service regardless of any ability to pay for everyone. And so we really encourage people to try to get to that event. Everyone's invited. We have an ability to sign up online at our tlcbanquet.com site. People can certainly call the office. You'll begin to see some invitations are going out to people who've attended in the past or are regular active donors. And then there will also be signage and posters and banners around town because we invite the entire community. We love to see new faces there. We love to see faces that we've seen year after year. It's just a great celebration and a great way to find out more about our work, how it impacts the community, and get some personal stories about what your support and what your partnership does for people right here in Hastings and the communities we serve.
Well, one of the other ways that we could learn exactly what money given does is take a tour of your facility, and I know you're always open to that as well.
Yes, I would love people to know that they are invited to come in. They can certainly stop by, and if for some reason we are unable to do a tour, we would let them know. But most often we can do a tour. We are able to close doors if there's clients in here having appointments. But Tuesdays and Wednesdays would be the better days for just a stop-in or to schedule a tour. We do not offer medical services on those days. So we're here from 9 to 5. I would say the best hours for tours would be sometime between 10 and 3:30 would be the best, so we could just walk you through. And as we do the walkthrough tour, we show the rooms and we describe the services that are being provided. And it's a great time to answer any questions people have. And a lot of times people want to know afterwards, how can they get involved?
And Andrea, you always do have a need for volunteers. What kinds of things would you need help with?
Well, once again, we are looking for mentors. That is a need that's just an ongoing need as we have new clients who are needing a mentor to be able to do all of those parenting and prenatal classes we offer. We love to have someone available to plug into them so we can start them right away. And we have a special need because for men, because our dad's program is going through some change. And the lead of our dad's program, who does not live in Hastings, is really looking for to partnership with some local churches to find some men who might be willing to mentor dads or soon-to-be dads through that program here at TLC.
So again, we could find out more information by contacting you or going on your website?
Absolutely, which is tlchastings.com.
Any last thoughts you want to share with us, Andrea?
I think just to continue to reach people, so those people who've used our services or an ongoing supporter of our work, just be those ambassadors out in the community. Maybe be just mindful as you're out shopping and you're in our community, that if you see or hear of anyone who might need some help, and it definitely is something to do with prenatal or pregnancy or parenting or even young people in relationships, just point them our direction. Make sure they know we're here and that we would love to help.
Is that how you find most of your people?
A lot of them are word of mouth, and of course, you know, the internet is the information superhighway, So we're grateful that now our clients through our LifeLead app can sign up for an appointment for a pregnancy test or ultrasound right online without having to call or text or anything. They can just access it right there and make that appointment in the moment when they're thinking about it, much as you would for a dentist or doctor appointment. So we're really grateful for that. We've seen an uptick in scheduling those appointments.
One last time, could you give your contact info, please?
Yes, we are TLC of Hastings, and our location is 1125 South Frontage Road, Suite 2, here in Hastings. Our website is tlchastings.com. Our banquet site to register for that event is tlcbanquet.com. And our phone number, you can call 651-347-1889. You can also text that number, or you can call our landline, which either way works for us, is 651-437-4200.
Thank you so much for your time today. Andrea Coleman is the Executive Director of TLC of Hastings, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.